We are continuing with Igeret Hashmad, and our learning will be dedicated to Sarah Chaya Bat Dani HaKohin. We're holding page Mem Dalet in the Rav Shilat edition. We had learned that the Rambam is writing this letter at a time of persecution. The Jews have been forced to convert or to declare that they accept Islam. And the Rambam is writing this letter really in reaction to someone else who wrote a letter. This other person wrote to the people that they should, their performance of mitzvot are worthless, and if in hiding they're keeping mitzvot, but externally they are behaving like non-Jews, then even their prayers are blasphemes. And the Rambam is really coming against this person and saying, hey, that's not so. The Jews are getting wages for the mitzvot that they perform. And the Rambam is really writing this whole letter in response to what this person wrote. And we're holding on page Mem Dalet in the Rav Shilat edition, the fourth line, the beginning of the paragraph. V'hineni meva'er ata, and I will clarify here, says the Rambam, b'ma shenafal zeh, and what this person who wrote this letter, what this person fell, hamosif la'abil, and this person continued to be foolish. Kvar be'er ha'sefer, the Bible already explained, Sha'ach'av ben Omri, that there was a Jewish king named Ahav, the son of Omri. He was an idol worshipper. His father was an idol worshipper. Ha'kofel ba'el, he denied the existence of God. He served idol worship. She'id alav Hashem, God testified about Ahav, rak lo hayach Ahav, there was none like Ahav, the prophet says, who angered God. There were none like Ahav that went against God's ways. Kishitzam shtei shot u'mechza. So Elio comes to him and tells him, God has declared you are going to die. God has declared you are going to be punished. And Ahav turns away upset, and he hears Elio's rebuke, the famous line, "Haratzachta v'gam yarashta." Do you think you'll be able to murder and inherit as well? And Ahav turns and he hears Elio's rebuke, and he fasts for 2.5 hours. Lefi ma she'amru zal, that's our tradition. The Bible doesn't explicitly say that he fasted only 2.5 hours. It says he went home and fasted. Our tradition is that it was only 2.5 hours, but after 2.5 hours that he's fasting, not too long a fast, the decree is annulled. Kmo she'amar, as the verse says, Vayidvar Hashem le'Eliyahu ha'Tishbi le'mo. God's words was to Elio, who was from Elio ha'Tishbi, he was from the settlers of Gilad, saying the following, Hara'ita ki nichna Achav mifanai, have you seen that Achav has become subservient before me? Yan ki nichna mifanai, being that he has become subservient before me, lo avi ara bi yamav, I will not bring the bad things in his days, bimei v'no avi ara al beito, in the days of his son, I will bring the bad things on his home. V'lo kipeach hakadosh baruch hu schar tanito, God did not withhold the wages of his fast. So you see that even though he was an idol worshipper, he did one thing right, you see, he got wages for it. V'eglon melech Moab, and Eglon, the Moabite king, she'etzer li'Yisrael, he afflicted the Jewish people, bishvir shesam kavod l'shamayim, because he gave honor to the heavens. Kishamar lo Ehud, when Ehud the shofet came before Eglon, he said to him, Dvar Elokim li elecha, I have a word of God for you. I have prophecy for you, Eglon. V'aman me'al hakiseh, so Eglon was a very obese person. He stood up in honor of the prophecy. He stood up in honor of God. Gemalau Hashem gemuluat tov. God paid him back his good wages. V'sam kiseh Shlomo, and what were his wages? God made it that the throne of King Solomon, Shu kiseh Hashem, that's referred to as the throne of God, k'mo shamar, as the verse says, v'yeshev Shlomo al kiseh Hashem, Shlomo sat on God's throne, because king is a representative of God. As we know, the Torah says, yad al keska, when you have a representation on God's throne, that means when you have a king, so then milchama al Hashem ba'amalek, you have a mitzvah to have a war against Amalek. So when Shlomo became king, it's considered as though he he occupied the throne of God. He was given the right to sit on God's throne. V'chisei melech ha-mashiach, and even the throne of the Messiah comes from who? Mizaro, from the offsprings of Eglon. Why? Because Eglon, in spite of the fact that he oppressed the Jews, when he heard that God has given him prophecy, God has sent the prophet to tell him something, he stood up in honor of the prophecy. So for the fact that he stood up, we have on tradition, that's why he merited that Shlomo came from him, and the Mashiach is going to come from Eglon. Why? Ki Ruth Moabiyah bito aita, for Ruth, the Moabite, who converted, and then from her came King David, and then Shlomo, and then the whole Davidic dynasty till Mashiach, she was his daughter. So he merited to have the whole Davidic dynasty come from him, because he stood up once in honor of God's prophecy, even though he was so bad to the Jewish people. Mechen amru zal, and so too our sages said, that all of this came because he stood up in honor of God's word. You see that God did not withhold his wages. God treated him fairly. Even Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked one, he murdered Jews like the sand at the edge of the sea. And he burned down the temple, which is referred to in the prophets as the stool of God's feet, so to speak. Right? You know that the heavens, the prophet says, Hashamayim kisi. The aretz hadom raglai. And the heavens are the hadom. That's like, what's it called? It's the thing you put your feet up on. Footrest. Okay. I don't remember who it is that says. When we talk about the heavens, so that's like a chair. What do you do when you're in a chair? You sit down, you bring yourself down. When you talk about the earth, the temple, what do? We elevate God. What do you do with the Adom? You pick up your feet. So God says, the temple is Adom Raglai. That's, so to speak, where I pick up my feet, that's where they elevate me. So we elevate, so to speak, God's feet. The feet is the lowest part of the body. That's the part where we step. That's where we get dirty. As we go down from the head, right, things become more and more crass. You sense the most with your tongue. Your feet are very, very callous. You barely feel things with the heel of your foot. So on the one end, we say it's the lowest representation down here. On the other hand, what we can attain, we do elevate. So going back to what the Rambam's telling us, that Nebuchadnezzar, as wicked as he was, he burnt down the temple. Bishvir sheratz arba psiot l'akdim shem ha-makom l'shem Chizkiyahu, because he ran 4 footsteps to correct the letter. He had written a letter in which he wrote God's name after Chizkiyahu's name. And he said, no, that's improper. The more proper thing would be to write God's name first. So because he ran those 4 footsteps, Kmo Shamru Zal, like our sages say, Rehata Batrei Arba Psiot, he ran after him 4 footsteps, Hayagmulo, what were his wages? Shemalach Arvim Shana. In the merit of 4 footsteps, he merited to rule for 40 years. Kmo Shemalach Shlomo, that's just like King Solomon ruled. And according to some, he ruled over the world. He was literally king over the globe. And why did he get this? Because he ran 4 footsteps in honor of God. God didn't withhold his wages. And even Esav the wicked, that Hashem testified how he is disgusted with Esav. Shneimar, the verse says, that Esav saneti, God says in Malachi, I love Jacob and I hate Esav. It goes hand in hand, God says. I love Yaakov. I love Yaakov et Esav saneti, but I hate Esav. It's not neutral feelings towards Esav. And our sages explained what were the terrible things that Esav did. On the day that his grandfather died, on the day that Avram died, and Esav comes running in from the field, what was he busy doing in the field while Yaakov was cooking lentils to give Yitzhak, the father, who's sitting in mourning? Esav's out in the field. What's Esav busy doing in the field? You have on tradition, he was doing 5 things. Haraget ha-nefesh, he had just murdered. Vavad avodah zarah, and after that he had served idol worship. Uva al nahara morasa, and then he had relations with a girl that was already married to someone else. V'chafar b'triyat ha-mitim, and we see in the Torah that he denied the resurrection of the dead. He denied that there's any future. Uvazet ha-bchorah, and he disgraced the firstborn, the fact that the firstborn would serve God. Nitatef betalito. And then he takes his talis, wraps himself up like a big tzaddik. And he comes to his father Yitzchak. Amalo, and he tells his father, Abba, Dad, yesh ma'aseh la'melech. Can we take off a tip of salt? So he's talking to his father about how you give ma'aser. What's the best way to take off a tip? Amalo, so Yitzchak thinks, oh, my son, such a good guy, comes in and asks me how you take off ma'aser from salt. Kama midakdek mi b'mitzvot. How careful he is in mitzvot, even in salt. How much salt you use? A pinch of salt a meal, but he wants to make sure that even that pinch of salt, he's eating a food that's been prepared correctly, that he's given his portion to God. Wow, Yitzchak was impressed. So you see, he's as wicked as can be outside, and he's tricking his father inside. Ve'im kol zeh, nonetheless, lefishech zikme mitzvah achat, because he held on to one mitzvah, ve'i kibud avot, and that is the mitzvah of honoring the forefathers, hayach schacho, his wages were, shenatan lo malchut bli efsek ad sheyavo melech ha-mashiach. God gave him a dynasty that we have on tradition is going to last. Esav's power in the world is going to last till the coming of the Messiah. Kmo shamu zal, as our sages said, en ben David ba ad sheyitol Esav schal kibud avayim. Our sages taught us that the son of David isn't coming, that the Messiah isn't coming until Esav completes receiving the wages for honoring his father and mother. Shneimar, as the verse says, Achar kavod shelachani el agoyim. After the honor, after Esav's been paid back for his honor, God sent me to the nations. V'zeh dvar chachamim aleim ha-shalom. And that's what our sages taught us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach sechar kol b'riya u'b'riya. God doesn't withhold the wages of any creature. Every creature, according to his behavior, he's going to get what he deserves. But if you did something right, you'll get the wages for that. Ela lo'olam yigmol pu'ulot ha'tov le'mi she'yaseu. God forever pays the good for he who performs the good. V'yanosh pu'ulat ha'ra le'mi she'yaseu. And God punishes those who do bad kol zman she'yaseu, whenever people do bad. So that's the Rambam's point in this section. You cannot say that just because the Jews are sinning, even if you're right that their admittance to Muhammad is a sin when they're under duress, you cannot say that because they did that, everything else that they do is not worth anything, it's all sins. We see throughout our sages taught us that you get wages even for the smallest thing you do. If you do something right, you'll get wages. And if you do something wrong, you'll also get wages. Everything has its value in heaven.
So, so what about